Hello again there, folks. So we had a live stream the other night and we got into Sargon and UKIP and the campaign, and there seemed to be a bit of pushback and there seems to be quite a bit of confusion generally about what's going on with that in sort of dissident right circles. And I think a lot of people don't know what to make of it. So I thought I'd just do a standalone video getting into what I see as being the problems. And I'll say right at the start, I actually want them to do well. I want Sargon and UKIP to boom. But the problem is, it's not happening, is it? And I want to see him triggering the libs. And more importantly, I think he's sincere. I actually do believe him when he says the working class whites have been shat on. There's the issue of the grooming gangs that he brings up, and all of these good points. The problem is, though, the campaign seems to be going off the rails a bit, and the mass media is landing blows. So, from what I can gather, the game plan here was to go into the campaign using what we could call the Trump strategy. You wind up the liberal media with politically incorrect sound bites and then laugh at their reaction. And more importantly, your base is laughing along with you. This is dynamite because there's millions of pissed off people who are sick to the back teeth of political correctness and crying out for somebody to tell these vultures in the media and politics to go fuck themselves. That base is there. And you can debate how far the masses would go in a politically incorrect direction. My opinion is that's pretty far these days. A lot of work has already been done. But key to this is understanding that political correctness is a specific set of ideas to control and suppress certain interests, thoughts, and opinions of Europeans. When people see a man in the public eye who refutes and challenges these concepts, people love it because they feel a degree of release. They feel a bit liberated. Where we get into trouble is when you've signed up for a way of looking at the world which doesn't distinguish between political correctness as a destructive and hateful ideology and what we can, for the sake of argument, call common decency. And in order to understand that, we have to get into a bit of YouTube lore and go back a few years to when the skeptic community was still a thing. So the skeptic community were a bunch of loosely connected big YouTube channels who came out of Gamergate and the new atheist scene. And their main talking points were free speech and individualism. It logically follows that such a way of thinking would be distrustful of any attempt to curtail or impede the individual will. So they hammered feminism and, to a degree, Islamic doctrines. But the problem is that this also led to refuting any social norms, any kind of common decency. And if you didn't like it, then fuck you, I don't care about your feelings, was the mantra. If you don't like interracial porn that I've just sent you, then fuck you, it's not my problem that you're offended. That was the attitude. In the end, this left libertarian trash was not much more than a teenage boy sitting in his boxer shorts telling the world to fuck off. And in any case, it was blown apart as soon as another group, the alt-right, appeared, which challenged their assumptions about the world, but that's another video. Yeah, the problem is that a way of looking at the world which is obsessed with the rights of an individual to behave like a wanker has to then be sold to the wider public. And in the case of Sargon and UKIP, it's mainly working class white men. It goes without saying that working class white men, or white men in general, detest political correctness because they are its main villains. They are the antagonist to the victim group protagonists. The question here, though, is being offensive for the sake of being offensive a matter of political correctness? Is sending rape jokes to female politicians a matter of political correctness, or is it all a matter of manners and civilized behavior? The UKIP of Sargon doesn't seem to see any difference between the two at all. And I can see why. If your core value is the right to say anything you like to anyone you like, then any form of social control or pressure is the same. It amounts to curtailing the rights and freedoms of the individual to express themselves and all the rest of it. The freedom to offend, and if that means offending Mrs. World Miggins, along with some purple-haired SJW, then so be it. And so under the stewardship of liberalistism, political correctness is seen not just as a set of Marxian thought controls designed to moderate the views and thoughts of Europeans. Now it's any form of social pressure or societal norms. The liberalists and UKIP now find themselves waging war on common decency in the name of triggering the politically correct drones of the media. The problem with that is that UKIP's base of support are going to be people who are more traditionalist, more conservative, people who do respect common decency and have a bit of respect for good old-fashioned Christian morality. You can have an argument about where this comes from. Maybe it's a European thing. Maybe it's rooted in biology. That's another discussion. But so how does this translate to the real world? Not very well. Because whether classic liberals or libertarians like it or not, the man in the street does have a sense of common decency, and there's nothing he detests more. And I really mean this. He detests more than discussions and jokes about rape and sex with children. And I know what the Sargonites will say. They'll say, it's just a joke, bro. Go see Sargon's video for the context. But as an average Joe myself, I don't care about the joke. I don't care about the context. And I don't give a shit about the video. Why am I even having to deal with any of this garbage from somebody who wants me to vote for him? So let's now contrast that with something genuinely politically incorrect. When Donald Trump said Mexico was sending rapists and murderers to America, naturally the mainstream went nuts, but Trump doubled down and received a huge amount of support from working class whites in America because he was speaking a forbidden truth. Here was an issue which political correctness had made impossible to talk about, but Trump was also implying that there's an us and a them, and the us was white America. Of course, this is collectivist thinking, and the classic liberals hate that as well. But even then, in the case of rape joke tweets, who is the us and them? And I know what they're saying. It's the, he said he wouldn't even rape her. It's not a threat. Go see his video for context, with a sort of childish giggle. No, bullshit. Whether they like it or not, the dividing line is people who think jokes about rape are funny and those who don't. And when we frame it like that, the issue isn't as cut and dry. In fact, UKIP are betting the farm on whether or not working class, middle class, socially conservative whites think rape jokes are a hill to die on. And, well, look at the numbers. The very idea of there being a sense of common decency which exists above and beyond the individual is troublesome for people who rail against collectivism all of the time. UKIP is not dying on its arse politically because it's politically incorrect. People will stand by that party. They'll stand by a politically incorrect party. It isn't even dying because of Sargon's ego. It's dying because classic liberalism is vacuous trash and can't survive beyond abstractions and find out sound and principles. People aren't the rational creatures that the Enlightenment likes to think. Society is bound by moral norms which cannot be quantified or reduced to raw data. It can't be measured through pure rationalism or empiricism. But it is there. Political correctness, the real political correctness, is a synthetic substitute, a new morality for a new globalist age. The dichotomy is traditionalism or cultural Marxism. The last skeptic will have to pick a side. I'm done with this issue. I think after seeing this disaster, people should be done finally with this tired, old, nihilistic, skeptic rubbish. But I do hope they do well. It could be fun. But they'll have to be a bit more alt-right and a lot less sceptic to do it. Maybe it's time for Sargon to take his place on the right side of the horseshoe. But I wish them well. And maybe I'll be proven wrong. But I don't think so. See you later, folks.